Donald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Well, good evening and welcome to Fall Creek High School, home of the Crickets, inside of this Western Cloverbelt Conference boys basketball game between your McDonald Central Max and the Fall Creek Crickets. I'm Caleb Swenson. Sam Averly, our video operator tonight. Dawson Halverson, our audio producer. To my right, Kurt Galvez. And Kurt, great to have you with us here. WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls a day earlier than we expected, but before the cold really comes, getting a couple great Western Cloverbelt Conference teams squaring off for the second time this season.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Caleb. Made it here safe. That's,
yeah.
That's the first thing.
Making it back safe is going to be.
Right. But like you said, two big teams. You know, Fall Creek obviously sitting better than us right now as far as the standings go. They're very, very, very good defensive team.
Yeah.
And that's what poses problems for us. I mean, we have the athletes. We have the guys. So should be a tough matchup. Going to be a tough matchup. We'll see what we can do here.
We'll take a one-minute break and be back with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Rick Storley of Fall Creek. Back in a minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Basketball.
24-7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Play, you can maybe more fully assess where you guys are at. Where would you say in this 4-1 start, you say, hey, this is where we're doing well, this is where we've got significant room to improve?
Well, there's significant improvement that we need on offense. We're just not scoring a lot of points, and we have to create, we have to really work hard to create our opportunities to score, and we've done enough. Defensively, I think, has been our main suit that we've hung our hat on and kept us in games and give us a chance to win. But we have to really now improve on that if we're going to do anything. Of course, the Cloverbelt Conference is so tough this year, you know, all the way through. We got the Max tonight. The Max are really good and, you know, very talented and, you know, they've been around for a long time. These kids are good. It's tough to play a team like that again, and so we just need to do that, and we need to improve on our shooting and our free throws. Our free throw percentage is not where it should be if you're going to be a team that's going to possibly contend for a championship.
Coach, back in the day, they might say, hey, don't read your own press clippings. A little bit different this day and age, but, I mean, I know you guys, you know, there's some special coverage from our colleagues at Zaleski Sports. There's you know, state rankings and all those things. How do you keep a team focused when there's some outside accolades saying, hey, you guys are really good, but inside the building you're saying, hey, we've got a long way to go to be good?
Well, I think you said it really well right there, is that we tell them that we got a long ways to go to be where we want to be. And we never really talk about that stuff. You know, how can we get better? We need to get better, and how can we do it? And let's practice tonight. What are we going to work on? What do we need to improve on? What did we not do well in that last ball game that's going to come back and bite us? And so we don't really talk about the rankings. We don't put it up in the locker room. You know, Zaleski Sports has wanted to do all this other stuff on it. That's great. Our kids are kind of, we just keep it to the side and try to just kind of wipe that away. And, hey, let's focus and let's have some fun playing basketball. This is supposed to be fun, you know, and some people, they put way too much emphasis on that winning. And, you know, every team wants to win. Every team wants to win. It's just who's going to show up that night and who's going to make the plays.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We're looking forward to a fun one here tonight and glad we can get it in before it really gets cold outside.
Isn't that miserable? It is. It's just been a year that, you know, what, three or four games have been canceled and trying to find a place to put it. And, you know, the people who come out and brave this weather tonight, I just got to thank them for that. And thank you for coming down. And you always do just a great job on the radio and your live stream is so good. So I want to give you a lot of credit for covering high school basketball. Thank you.
We appreciate it, Coach. Head Coach Rick Storley. We're back with Coach Schilling after this WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Basketball at Fall Creek.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose.
Welcome back to Max Basketball, live on the road from Fall Creek High School, Western Clover Belt Conference Clash for the Crickets, here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. And Coach, maybe something that we haven't asked about so far is, with Eli Stebb out, what gap does he leave for this team that needs to be filled by others? What does he do well where you say, hey, we need other guys to step up in Eli's place while he's out?
Well, he's going to be out the rest of the year, so he won't be coming back this year. He's going to have surgery, I believe. So, you know, he brought a lot of things, but right now we got to kind of focus on the guys that we got and try to see what we can do to play well as a team.
When you played Fall Creek last time, had the lead 25-21 at half, but then it kind of got away from you in the second half. What did you do well versus where did things come apart in the second half?
No, we started the game well. Mason played, I think, the first 6 or 7 minutes of that game, and then his ankle kind of acted up, so he wasn't able to play. And then the second half, we had Carson with 4 fouls, so that's kind of when the game got away from us a little bit. But we got to stay out of foul trouble. I think our defense was really good initially when we had everybody in there. But we got to find that back. Our defense has been lacking here the last couple games, and that's why it's been a tough goal for us.
You've been playing, obviously, some of the best competition in your conference and a lot of state-ranked teams, too. But what's the message continuing to the guys saying, hey, we can be right here with these teams?
Yeah, I think, you know, we got to keep getting better. I think we still have a good team. We have a team that can, you know, hopefully make a run in the playoffs a little bit. But we got to get better every day, and you got to be committed. You got to be willing to put the time in outside of practice to make yourself a better player. So we talked to some of the guys about that, and if they do that, I think we'll be in a good situation here in a month.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game, and hopefully we're able to pull one out on the road.
Great. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
Head Coach Adam Schilling back after this Max pregame on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Rapp, a deep three from straight on. Oh, my goodness. She is hotter than hot right now.
Nine squirts loose, and here comes Chai High. Two-on-one opportunity. Fournette drags it. Oh, he scored. Matt Fournette.
Claire Rapp, they left her open for three left.
What's that idea?
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
It's time for basketball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you. McDonald being introduced. Nathan Hazel, number 22. Cale Holm, number 23, a junior and a senior, respectively. Senior Carson Galvez, number 33. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, number 34. The junior, number 44. Mason Bussey, the senior for McDonald, as they are introduced first here on the road. McDonald head coach is Adam Schilling. On the other side for Coach Rick Storley and the Fall Creek Crickets. They'll have a little bit different starting lineup tonight. Cohen Tum, 5'11", junior, number 1. Josh Wright, 6'2", junior, number 5. Jackson Tangley, 6'1", junior, number 11. Colin Kramer, 6', senior, number 12. And Corbin Sell, 6'3", senior, number 22. Miles Schmidgall, as you heard, or maybe didn't hear in the interview, but off the air, Coach Storley saying Miles is going to play today, but he's been battling some illness. And so, again, not starting tonight, but is expected to play, and he's a force. And this team, Kurt Galvez, McDonald had a 4-point lead on them at our place in Chippewa, but it was a little bit tougher going the second half.
Yeah, you know, Mason not playing a lot of minutes, some of the first and second, really, really hurt us. And then, like Coach said, Carson got into foul trouble, which, you know, then you look to the bench, Eli's not there, and you kind of start to go, okay, somebody's got to step up. But this defense at Fall Creek is fun to watch.
Brennan Lizelle Christensen will jump at midcourt for McDonald. Good to have you with us as we are underway here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream and WOGO Radio. McDonald wins the tip, and they will move right to left as we see it here in Cricket Country. And appreciate Athletic Director Trevor Colup and always the warm welcome we get here. We appreciate it very much. Inside shot missed from the right block by Nathan Hazel as we get going.
He'd like him to finish that there. Nice look that he had.
Down into the left corner, Corbin Sell. They'll work around to Colin Kramer, 6' senior right side, guarded by Nathan Hazel, leads McDonald and steals at almost 2 per game. Left block. Back out with Cohen Tum. Drops it down. Cutting through the lane. Shot missed. Actually, maybe looking for a pass that time with Colin Kramer, the 6' senior. And out of bounds. We'll stay with Fall Creek as the Crickets will inbound.
McDonald's in a 2-3 zone, Caleb, and they didn't, if I remember, they didn't play that the second half at McDonald.
Pair of very talented juniors for Fall Creek and Tangley and Schmidgall. And again, we expect to see Schmidgall adding a lot of height to this lineup before too long. Tangley with a miss. Offensive rebound. Putback blocked at the rim. I think Brennan Lizelle Christensen may have got a piece of that. We've got a held ball underneath. Possession stays with Fall Creek. Time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Even as we get going here, what would you say is a key or two here tonight for McDonald?
Limit transition layups or shots that Fall Creek may get, you know, off a fast break layup or something.
Steal by McDonald on the inbound.
Besides that, limit our turnovers. Like I said, Fall Creek's defense, very scrappy. They'll scrap for the ball.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. No score early going. Each team has had a couple decent opportunities. Nathan Hazel penetrates into the lane, drops down for Mason Bussey at the left block. Mason turns up with a left hand, won't go down. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, offensive rebound, put back is in.
Nice
two
rebound
for Brennan.
Good to get on the boards right away.
especially on the road here in Fall Creek. Not an easy place to play. Right side, Jackson Tangley, the talented 6'1 junior. Moves it for Cohen Tum, right block, extender, flip into the corner. Corbin Sell, just inside the three-point arc, back out to Tangley. Just over 2 minutes gone by. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local sports. Northwestern Bank. Tangley penetrates to the right elbow. Kick out right side, Cohen Tum. Tum into the lane, took a little extra step, it seemed. Tum rotates right side to Tangley. Wobbles for a moment. Looks like he has a screen. Will drop it high post instead. Kick to Tum in the corner. Back out of Tangley. Head fake. Reaching in is McDonald. Kick to the far side. Josh Wright. They'll leave it for Corbin Sell. Tangley hanging in the air. Can't get the shot, but a foul. With 15:26 remaining. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. First free throw is good for Cohen Tum. It puts Fall Creek on the board. They cut McDonald's lead in half, 2-1.
Called that foul on Nate.
Hazel, his first team's first, second free throw, no good. Box out by Nathan Hazel. He led McDonald with 12 points when these two teams tangled earlier, but did have 9 turnovers. Again, as you mentioned, Fall Creek elite defensively. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, right block, turns up with the left hand, and it goes down.
Nice finish by Brennan there.
He has 4 early points for McDonald. Tangley left wing. Back up top between the circles is Colin Kramer. Kramer at the right elbow extended. Flip back out to Tangley. Tangley show and go, penetrates to the left elbow. Looking for a pass, turns. Runner with the right hand, no. Going high for the rebound, Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Brennan on the run across the logo. Skip to the left corner, Cale Holm. Holm tipped pass. Retrieved by Nathan Hazel. Hazel slides a beautiful bounce pass down low, up and in for two from low on the right side. Mason Bussey the dime from Nathan Hazel. 6-1 the max.
McDowell's about to check in for the Crickets here.
That changes a lot for them.
It does.
I believe he leads the conference in blocks.
Blocks. He's up there for rebounds as well.
6-1 early lead for McDonald, up 5. Tangley, head fake, right elbow, penetrating, jabbing, goes back outside the arc. Slides a bounce pass to Cohen Tum. Tum gets it down to the corner. Runner high off, and looked like Mason Bussey may have got a piece of that one from Colin Kramer. Now here comes Miles Schmidgall, 6'7" junior, number 24. One of the most talented players in the conference, and there's a lot of talent in this conference, but Miles, not easy to deal with. Schmidgall out to Tangley. They are a great 1-2 combination. Schmidgall just outside the arc. Tangley off the Schmidgall screen. Goes left side. Thinking about a three was Josh Wright. Schmidgall immediately makes his presence felt with a 6-foot teardrop.
Yeah, not bad defense by the Max here.
Not a lot you can do against that.
No.
Got to deny the entry pass to him as Brennan Lizelle Christensen going in hard. He is fouled with 13:24 to play. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Corbin Sell, the senior, called for that foul. Team's first, his first. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, good look on the first free throw, 7-3. Brennan has 5 early points for McDonald. Second free throw is good. 2-for-2.
It's good to see from him. He had Charlie Hole guarding him at Stanley, so he was a little boxed in on the offensive end there.
That was a difficult night for McDonald. They've been in a tough stretch against some of the top tier of the Western Clover Belt.
Right.
They lead by 5 minutes into this one here on the road at Fall Creek. Sell to Schmidgall. Outside the paint, Schmidgall right block extended, bodying his way up into a double team, throws it away, a steal. Cale Holm, bounce pass, dangerous bounce pass, and Schmidgall takes it away. Look out, Schmidgall down the lane, poked away from behind by Nathan Hazel, but that's going to be his second foul. 12:48, McDonald with the steal, but gives it back. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Schmidgall, again, wasn't feeling well and didn't have a lot of legs in that first free throw. We'll see if he gets it dialed in here in the second one. Still a 5-point lead for McDonald, 8-3. Second free throw is short as well. Rebound tapped between a couple pairs of hands, and who's going to get it? Fall Creek does. Brendan Lizelle Christensen swats the shot away into the corner. Big defensive stand by Brennan. Desian Matthews down the lane and called for an offensive foul. Desian just came into the game, the 6'3" senior, number 11, averaging 5.7 points, 3.6 rebounds. Coach Schilling doesn't like the call. It's McDonald's third.
Tough call there. McDonald on the 1-3-1 now.
Kramer. Beautiful bounce pass down low. Another block by Carson Galvez, but a foul. Good ball movement. Corbin Sell attacks the glass.
Ball on Carson Galvez.
Galvez picks up the team's fourth, his first, with 12:27 to play. And again, not a great offensive output for McDonald with just 38 points the last time they played Fall Creek. Foul trouble certainly played into that. They had 19 fouls. Another air ball free throw off the mark. McDonald in that game had no steals, just 7 assists, only 24 rebounds. Shot 39% from the field, but again, 19 turnovers and 19 fouls. It was kind of the Achilles heel in that game. Second free throw rattles out, and Brennan Lizelle Christensen, good box out to grab that rebound. Brennan down the middle of the lane, outside the paint, finds a cutting Carson Galvez, got away from it. Schmidgall. Push ahead, Josh Wright. Wright's pass knocked away, but trailing down the lane. The follow no good for Corbin Sell, and McDonald clears the rebound. A couple golden opportunities there at the hoop. Wouldn't go down. Desian Matthews along the baseline. Tipped pass out to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Good ball fake. Pulls up from the foul line. He's feeling it. Brennan makes it 10-3. He has all but two of McDonald's points. 7-point lead for the visitors. And we'll get to it, I'm sure, when we have a stoppage. But this Fall Creek team, they struggled offensively, but they just shot the lights out from three, well over 60%, in a big win against Elk Mound. His ball knocked out of bounds and will stay with the Crickets.
Yeah, you look at their wins, Caleb, and if you really dissect it, their average margin on their wins that they're giving up points is the mid-30s, like 37.
Which is really, really impressive.
Exactly.
Tangley up top to Colin Kramer. Kramer gets it back between the wheels, steps into a three straight on. That one down. 10-6. It's a bucket. Fall Creek needed their first hit from downtown. Donald's lead whittled down to four with just over 11:20 to play. Desian Matthews up top against the aforementioned Josh Wright. Drop down to Carson Galvez, botting up a smaller defender. Nice post move, a beautiful drop step for Carson. Makes it 12-6. And he's already eclipsed the total he scored the last time these two teams met.
Yeah, they face guarded him last time, and he got home, and I told him that can't happen. You got to get open.
And McDonald's leading scorer, and of course the news that Eli Stepp, unfortunately, not going to be able to come back this season. Pass getting away along the baseline. Luke Anderson steps away from it after Evan Seidling, the senior, tried to save it. Good hustle play by Seidling. Anderson played some in the JV game, got warmed up there.
Yeah, he's coming along throughout the season here.
Luke at the right block, puts one up with the right hand, no. Tangley, right side to Seidling. Bullet pass to Schmidgall, rotates out. Wright has a wide open look at a three. That one rims in and out. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, another rebound for the Max. Brennan right side, now matched up against Schmidgall, goes in right, switches left to right hand in the air, nice up and under, a beautiful scoop for Brennan Lizelle Christensen, makes it 14-6, full timeout on the floor. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Boys Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you, Sam Averly, our on-site video producer, camera operator Dawson Halverson, audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley. McDonald out to a 14-6 lead early on. Fall Creek with the basketball coming out of the full timeout for Coach Rick Storley. A steal in the paint. Luke Anderson and Desian Matthews collaborate on that one. Tipped pass. Carson Galvez gets it back. Little spacing trouble for McDonald. Get it ironed out here. Carson Galvez, right side for Brennan Lizelle Christensen, who's had a hotter than a hot hand early on here for the Max. Back up top to Carson. Galvez picks up his dribble. Looking for help, finds Luke Anderson. Anderson, the junior, leads to Cale Holm, wide receiver to quarterback. Cale leads McDonald with 30 made three-pointers going into that Stanley Boyd game. Desian Matthews left wing. He's shooting nearly 50% from three if he gets open. Carson Galvez slides a bounce pass to Cale Holm. Holm walked in the lane. Extra step. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Changley across the timeline leaves it up top for Bryson Elkins, the 5'11 sophomore. Miles Schmidgall back out to Tangley. High arcing three. That one all across the front of the rim and out. Rebound to Desian Matthews. The senior drops off to Carson Galvez. To Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Brennan takes it right into the lane. Tied up. Fights a pass out to Desian Matthews up top. Matthews out near the logo. Tough defense by Elkins. And a whistle and a travel called on Desian. I guess I didn't see that, but may have just missed it.
Yeah, I thought he had his pivot foot down there, but Fall Creek's pushing their defense up on us right there, and we got to get more movement off the ball, I think, and we get the ball to move with a pass versus a dribble.
Again, if you're just joining us, the calling card of this year's Fall Creek Crickets is elite, elite defense. And some good three-point shooting as well. That'll pull them closer. That was
Bryson Elkins.
Elkins, the sophomore, just came in off the bench. Carson Galvez trying to avoid a five-second count near midcourt and throws it away. The steal by Elkins. Elkins down the lane, runs one up for two. 5 quick points for Elkins. And just like that, it's a one-possession game, 14-11. Donald needing to keep their composure here. Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Another steal, and that's Elkins again. Elkins down the left side of the lane. Challenged! Out of bounds, stay with Fall Creek, but Cale Holm chasing that one down.
Good hustle by Cale there. Mason's coming back in here for
Luke Anderson. Luke. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. Quality propane and fuels. Another open look at a three, and that one rattles down to tie the game. That was Evan Seidling, I believe.
Yes.
And so Fall Creek with three made threes. They're right back in this one. Carson Galvez, show and go, spin into the lane, up with a right hand, and it rims in and out. Mason Bussey fighting for the rebound, and off Bussey out of bounds, they'll say. Josh Wright also in the area.
Good move by Carson, you'd like him to finish.
Tangley across the timeline. Just over 7 minutes to go. Kick to the right side, back to Tangley. Tangley has a good look at a three right wing. Fall Creek doesn't stay hot this time. Another rebound for Brennan Lizelle Christensen.
Carson Galvez guarded by Josh Wright. Senior against junior. Drops it for Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Working against Miles Schmidgall. Junior against junior in that matchup. Getting close to the two-thirds mark of the first half. Good one so far. Tied at 14. Passling defense up top by Tangley. A whistle and a foul with 6:37 to play. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heese and Heese, Loken at 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000 for Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Brandzell Christensen, a miss, cleaning up the loose change. Mason Bussey, a timeout on the floor. McDonald back ahead, 16-14. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Caleb Swenson and Kurt Galvez with you on the radio and the live video stream on YouTube. Fall Creek has won six of their last seven games coming into this matchup. It's been a little bit more difficult for McDonald as they've lost four of five, lost three in a row. But this, again, you've got a get-right game here, not in the sense that it's going to be an easy one to take by any means, but it certainly would instill a lot of confidence in this team if they were able to rip one on the road, Kurt.
Yeah, and I think that's what they need, Caleb, is confidence, you know, and to get some positivity going. And, you know, a win obviously helps.
A three to take the lead. That one off the mark, but an offensive rebound for Josh Wright of Fall Creek. Desian Matthews with a steal. Drops it for Cale Holm. Holm behind his back to Desian. Lost it out of bounds. Going where? Back to Fall Creek.
It looks like he got bumped there and poked it.
Contact on both ends of the floor, but and I think they may need to check out Bryson Elkins here and make sure he's all right. It'll be Fall Creek basketball, 6:07 to play. McDonald up 2, 16-14. All of the points scored by the McDonald front court. Mason Bussey and Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Or excuse me, Carson Galvez has one as well. Three on the way, straight on, back rim, no. Reaching out to grab the rebound, Brennan Lizelle Christensen off that miss from Tangley. Brennan up top. Drops to Carson Galvez, right elbow extended, Carson. Backing his way into the lane, spins, drops it down to Mason Bussey. Bussey has a height advantage, he muscles one up, but it's blocked. Offensive rebound put back, goes down for Cale Holm.
Good hustle play. Good cleanup by Cale there.
Rebounding is about heart and hustle, not always about height. Miles Schmidgall in the left corner. Schmidgall pulls up from 14 along the baseline. No offensive rebound. Pulled back out by Colin Kramer. He'll drop it down low. Sell goes up hard and goes down hard as he is fouled. And will go to the line. Corbin Sell, the 6'3" senior, working hard.
Tag that one on Mason.
That's his first, but the team's fifth. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools. As the free throw in and out. Smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Second free throw. That one rims out as well, but another offensive rebound, Colin Kramer. Fall Creek stays alive on this possession, trailing by four. Long three, I was going to say maybe a long two, but another three. And that was Colin Kramer, I believe.
It's his second three. He misses the free throws and hits the three.
Again, offensive rebound. is Brendan Ozell. Christensen, he is feeling it tonight, a long two with his heels on the three-point line, and Brennan continues his impressive first half. We'll have him down for 12 of McDonald's 20 points. Josh Wright drops down to Schmidgall. Schmidgall probing along the baseline. Tangley rotates to Kramer. Kramer drops down to Corbin Sell. Sell slides a bounce pass along the baseline, rotates out to Tangley, and he walked to the basketball. 4:16 to play. McDonald a chance to go up two possessions again. Bryson Elkins back out there for the Crickets.
Come on, Ray.
Yeah, this is where you know, we got to take advantage of these stops and creating turnovers. We got to come down and score, and we haven't seen that the last few games, so it would be nice, you know, get a bucket here.
Across the timeline, Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Brennan drops it off to Cale Holm between the wheels. High post feed, Carson Galvez. Hands off to Cale Holm. Holm runs one up with the right hand from inside the right block. No offensive rebound. Mason Bussey kick out Carson Galvez. Thought about the three. Instead penetrates in the lane. Pulls up from 6 feet. Won't go down. Brennan Lizelle Christensen fighting for the rebound out to Desian Matthews. Matthews too strong off the glass. Still a struggle for the rebound. Miles Schmidgall trying to clear it for Fall Creek. Now Miles will take it himself across the midstripe. Drops it down to Kramer. A little bit of a bobble. Kick to Elkins along the baseline. Elkins opposite side. Tangley right corner. Three. That one off the far side of the rim. The rebound to McDonald. Push ahead to Cale Holm. Knocked away.
Ooh, turns
Josh
it over.
Josh Wright lost it. Brennan Lizelle Christensen trying to find a guard. Get it out of his hands. And again, active hands in the passing lanes for Fall Creek.
All right, let's get a bucket now again.
3:28 to go here in the first half. Competitive first half. Fall Creek tied for second. The Western Clover Belt. McDonald trying to stay within striking distance. Mason Bussey shoots it back out to Carson Galvez up top between the circles. Galvez to Cale Holm. And just nose-to-nose defense from the Crickets. Lizelle Christensen drops down to the right corner in front of the Fall Creek student section. Gets it back. Brennan holding high above his head. Puts it on the floor with the left hand.
Ooh.
Looking for Mason Bussey in the corner. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Fall Creek. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 2:59 now on the clock. Cale Holm to inbound. Holding, still waiting. Cale has to avoid a count and a 5-second count. McDonald not able to get it in.
Yeah, you don't like those. You know, we had our chance to put the ball on the hoop. Got three chances with the rebounds, which is excellent.
And just got to finish. A lot of good on that possession, but got to finish it off. Kramer left all alone in the left corner. Off the side of the rim, no for the rebound, but Miles Schmidgall takes it down, the 6'7" junior. Jackson Tangley. Head fake, shoots a beautiful pass to Bryson Elkins along the baseline, and Elkins in for two from low on the right. That was a find. Elkins has seven. McDonald having a little trouble getting it in here.
Here we go again.
Desian Matthews comes back for it. Back to Brennan Lizelle Christensen via Carson Galvez. Brennan takes it across the timeline with a head of steam. Bobbled the basketball, lost, but a foul. And that one is going to go against, I believe, Bryson Elkins.
Bryson Elkins.
Nathan Hazel and Luke Anderson coming back into the game. Again, Nathan's had a seat on the bench for quite a while with those two fouls. Going to have to play clean here for the final 2:17 as Mason Bussey and Desian Matthews will take a breather. Hazel to inbound. His team leading by the narrowest of margins, 20-19. Inbounds to Cale Holm in the left corner. Guarded by Jackson Tangley. Right side, Hazel outside the arc. Hazel picks up his dribble, wheeling. Right side, Carson Galvez. Just phenomenal man-to-man defense so far here. Good cut by Luke Anderson. Tudor Hoop and scores! 22-19. Luke knows a thing or two about getting open.
Yeah, that was a nice find by Carson and a nice finish.
The senior to the junior. 1:45 left. Schmidgall. Kick to the left side. Tangley bobbles for a moment. Got his dribble back. Keeping it low outside the arc. Back to Schmidgall up top. The junior to Bryson Elkins. Thought about a three. Whips it left side into the corner. Fall Creek looking for a look for Josh Wright. He's got one open. Misses it. Going high for the rebound. Luke Anderson.
Nathan Hazel. No one picked him up. Up with the left hand and the finish. Nathan Hazel makes it 24-19, McDonald.
Good run by Nate. I watched Nate the whole time there, and he saw the rebound. He took off down the side.
Elkins, crowded pass in the lane. Somehow got it down to Schmidgall. Schmidgall and missed, but a foul. With 1:06 remaining. Hey, bring your kids to the McDonald Area Catholic Schools Spaghetti Spectacular. It's coming up this Sunday from 11 to 4. Homemade spaghetti, garlic bread, and desserts, all by free will donation, plus raffles, pull tabs, and student volunteers. Again, everyone is welcome this Sunday from 11 to 4. Free throw off the mark for Schmidgall. And along with that, the Kids Carnival, the Winter Carnival. Wristbands just $3 per child, $10 per family. Parents are free. Enjoy bouncy houses, carnival games, snack stations, and more this Sunday again at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, as Schmidgall hits the second to make it 24-20. Schmidgall has 3 points. Again, didn't start tonight. Under the weather a bit.
Yeah, you can tell he's somewhat a little bit slower. Not a lot of bounce. Doesn't have the legs.
Nathan Hazel into the lane. Out to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Brennan flips to Luke Anderson with 48 seconds to play. Anderson up top. Picks up his dribble. It's Bryson Elkins. Dangerous pass, knocked into the backcourt. Anderson floats it back to the front court. Carson Galvez walked to the basketball. Got a little bit caught deciding whether he wanted to pass to his right or his left. And now Fall Creek down four with 36.9 seconds left here in the first half. Donald trying to maintain a two-possession lead or even grow it before the half. We need to lock in here defensively. Trying to get at least one more stop. Fall Creek, see how much they let this clock roll down. They may be looking to bring this down to a final shot.
Yeah, I'm sure Coach Storley wants just one shot here.
12 seconds remaining. They have in the arms of Tangley, the junior. Tangley goes left side for Bryson Elkins. Passes up the three. Tangley down the right side of the lane. Jump stop in the lane. Up, no, but a foul. And with 3.6 seconds left, Tangley's going to be at the line shooting two. That was the seventh foul on McDonald. Cale Holm picks up his first. So Tangley at the line before we bring it to halftime.
I don't know what Cale did there. I don't think he knows either. He's asking.
Free throw. Rattles in. Hit the front of the rim, but down. For Jackson Tangley. That's his first point. Second free throw coming up here for the junior. That one rims out, but an offensive rebound. Kramer high off the glass. It doesn't go down. McDonald doesn't get a chance for a heave here before the buzzer goes off. It is a one-possession lead, 24-21, eerily similar to that first game at McDonald. We'll see if the Max can hold on here for a win on the road. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Back in 3 minutes. This is McDonald Basketball at Fall Creek. WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics, back in 3 minutes.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit www.net/medical or call 231-2000.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Halftime here in Fall Creek. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Kurt, as we look at this first half, again, McDonald in a position they want to be with a lead at halftime. They had that same position not too long ago back in Chippewa Falls, and the second half was a different story. But again, they got off to a strong start here and got to be able to just keep on pressing, especially offensively, take advantage of their opportunities. And it sure seems like defensively you got to limit the Crickets to one shot, a team that maybe isn't as strong offensively as they are defensively, but when you're giving them two and three opportunities of possession, they're going to start knocking some down, and they have tonight.
Yeah, and I think we're rebounding the ball well.
Yeah,
I mean, I started to keep track of rebounds, and you know how it gets, trying to
tally
those up. But I think we're rebounding. We're winning that battle. You'd like to see for us finish underneath a little bit better. You know, when we get those second chance shots. And then the other note is Fall Creek missed a few free throws here in the first half, so that's kind of helping the Max out a little bit there. Like you said, the last time we played them, we were up 25-21 at half. Today it's 24-21. I think the biggest thing, though, is Mason is playing the second half.
Yeah.
Brennan's had a good first half, 12 points, and everybody else has sprinkled in 2 points, 4 points here and there. A lot of our points, if not all of them, are down low.
Yeah, and against a team with a formidable front court player like Miles Schmidgall, you like seeing the points down low. Now, again, a good portion of those came before he entered the game here tonight. But still, you'll take what you can get, and hopefully you can keep that up.
Yeah, we're still attacking when he's down there. You can see that Miles is saying, hey, I'm not going to foul the guy.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm sure he's been coached to lay off the fouls, because I think he had three or four fouls the first time we played him. So, you know, keep attacking. Good things are going to happen. I'd like to see us move the ball with the pass because they're starting to push that defense up a little bit. And you can see we're having problems. Guys are just standing. So we got to get some movement off the ball.
Looking at the first half stats for McDonald's, six players have scored. Six has scored for Fall Creek as well. They are led by Bryson Elkins with 7 points, six for Colin Kramer, three apiece for Evan Seidling and Miles Schmidgall, one apiece for Cohen Tum and Jackson Tangley. Other side, phenomenal first half for Brennan Lazell Christensen. He has 12, four for Mason Bussey, and then two apiece for Carson Galvez, Luke Anderson, Cale Holm, and Nathan Hazel. Let's take a listen to your first half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. These two teams tangled earlier but did have nine turnovers. Again, as you mentioned, Fall Creek elite defensively. Brennan Lazell Christensen, right block, turns up with the left hand, and it goes down. No, going high for the rebound, Brennan Lazell Christensen. Brennan on the run across the logo, skip to the left corner, Cale Holm. Home, tipped pass, retrieved by Nathan Hazel. Hazel slides a beautiful bounce pass down low, up and in for two from low on the right side. Mason Bussey the dime from Nathan Hazel. McDonald clears the rebound. Couple golden opportunities there at the hoop. Wouldn't go down. Desi and Matthews along the baseline. Tipped pass out to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Good ball fake. Pulls up from the foul line. He's feeling it. Brennan makes it 10-3. To Schmidgall. Rotates out right. Has a wide open look at a three. That one rims in and out. Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Another rebound for the Macs. Brennan right side. Now matched up against Schmidgall. Goes in right. Oh. Switches left to right hand in the air. Nice, up and under. A beautiful scoop for Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Makes it 14-6. Full timeout on the floor. Drops to Carson Galvez. Right elbow extended. Carson backing his way into the lane. Spins. Drops it down to Mason Bussey. Bussey has a height advantage. He musses one up, but it's blocked. Offensive rebound put back. Goes down for Cale Holm. Hustle play.
Good cleanup by Cale there.
Guarded by Jackson Tangley. Right side Hazel outside the arc. Hazel picks up his dribble. Wheeling. Right side Carson Galvez. Just phenomenal man-to-man defense so far here. Good cut by Luke Anderson. To the hoop and scores. High for the rebound, Luke Anderson. Nathan Hazel. No one picked him up. Up with the left hand in the finish. Nathan Hazel makes it 24-19, McDonald.
Good run.
And that's how the first half sounded. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes. Back in 2 minutes with the second half on WOGO Sports.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/savehsa. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Ruff, a deep three from straight on. Oh, my goodness. She is hotter than hot right now.
Now squirts loose, and here comes Chai High. Two-on-one opportunity. Fournette drags it. Oh, he scored. Matt Fournette.
Claire Ruff, they left her open for three left.
Raise that idea.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Welcome back. McDonald boys basketball on the road at Fall Creek in our final game of the week here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Plan to cover McDonald girls at home against Cameron last year's sectional semifinal rematch, but of course no extracurriculars, not much going on tomorrow night, so we'll see if that one's rescheduled. Otherwise, we'll be back with the McDonald boys on Monday night here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you. Sam Aberle, our on-site video producer. Audio producer at the WOGO home base in Halley is Dawson Halverson. McDonald starting out with the basketball here in the second half. Brennan Lizelle Christensen up top to Carson Galvez. Back to Brennan. Brennan had 12 points, game high in the first half. Nathan Hazel had those two fouls early on.
Finish, Nate.
Hazel pulls up. Got it. The heart of the lane. Nathan Hazel makes it 26-21. He has 4 points. The McDonald lead is five. They had a two-possession lead at home the first time against Fall Creek. We're outscored 31-13 in the second half, trying to avoid the same fate here tonight. Jackson Tangley drops it down to Kramer. Kramer shoots it out, Miles Schmidgall. Schmidgall didn't start the game, but he's starting the second half.
Tangley. Left block. Kick out to right. Right back to Tangley. He's got an open baseline jumper. That one rims it out. Mason Bussey grabs the rebound with two hands. Brennan Lizelle Christensen right side. Brennan into the paint. Attacking. Hits the jump stop. Rolls one in and out. Mason Bussey trying to pull down the rebound. Miles Schmidgall takes it away. Mason had a paw on that one. Tangley kick to the right corner. Sell to Schmidgall. Schmidgall at the left elbow. Back out Josh Wright. Corbin Sell in the corner just inside the arc. Finds Miles Schmidgall, right block extended. The 6'7" junior. He'll pull up along the baseline. That one rims in and out. Sell offensive rebound. He is fouled on the way back up. I think they may get Carson Galvez with that one, which would be his second. Team's first here in the second half. We talked about it at the half, Kurt. Can't give this Fall Creek team second opportunities after a missed shot.
No, and you know, that one, Brendan was there. He just mistimed the jump.
Free throw rims out, and Coach Storley mentioned that on their part. They've kind of struggled at the line at times, and they certainly have left a few points here at the free throw line. That one actually went against Brennan Lizelle Christensen, his second. He grabs the rebound. His two in a row missed for the Crickets' Corbin Sell. So 26-21, our score remains almost 2 minutes into the second half. McDonald held without a three in the first half. Fall Creek hit three from beyond the arc. Christensen to Carson Galvez. Galvez working against Kramer to Mason Bussey. Bussey at the right elbow. Across the foul line, couple dribbles for Mason Bussey. Throws to Carson Galvez. Backtracking. Brennan Lizelle Christensen bumped up top. He's got Miles Schmidgall on him. Hand off. We got a push. And we'll see where that one goes against. I think we got Schmidgall with his first. Yeah. Team's first with 15:39 to go.
I didn't see what he did there, but
I wonder, maybe a little campaigning. Inbounds to Nathan Hazel in the left corner. Finds Carson Galvez. He's got an open look for three. Comes up short. Probably the cleanest look from three so far for McDonald. They haven't attempted a lot, again, just based on the defense they've been seeing from Fall Creek. Tainley to right. Right to Kramer. Kramer is wide open for three. Side of the iron, clanks it off. Good box out for Mason Bussey. McDonald again, another chance to take a three-possession lead. Carson Galvez down the lane, off the glass, but an offensive foul call. I'm not sure. That's a tough one to go against Carson. It sure seemed like the defender was not set. So that's the second foul against McDonald, second against Carson Galvez. And he had some foul trouble with four in the first game. So far, has stayed clean here.
Yeah, we got three guys with two, though. You don't really like that.
Tangley, a bounce up top for Kramer. Miles Schmidgall into the left corner, Josh Wright. Feeds Sell, throws a bullet pass, and it goes through the arms of Tangley and whistles out of bounds. 14:53 left. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
Got another stop. Now let's score.
Gotta capitalize on it, as you've been saying. Mason Bussey up top. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us here from Fall Creek on a very chilly night, but it's warm inside. Got a good basketball game with the action heating up here as well. Lizelle Christensen, the left side. Cale Holm drops down to Mason Bussey. Bussey has his shot blocked by Sell and then fouled him. Gave him a little bit of a bear hug trying to get that ball back. Corbin Sell, 6'3". He's an aggressive defender and had some bounce there as he got up to block that shot from Mason. Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or your business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 5-point lead. Donald left some opportunities out there to pull away. Fall Creek's left some opportunities out there to pull closer. Tangley to Sell. Sell wide open along the baseline. 16-foot jumper's good. 26-23. Sell his first basket. But he's impacted this game in a lot of ways without scoring. Brennan Lizelle Christensen across the FC logo at midcourt. Into the lane, and he walked with the basketball.
That might be Miles.
They may have gotten a foul on Miles Schmidgall.
Yep.
13:51 left, 26-23 McDonald and Brennan Lizelle Christensen will go to the line. That is the second on Miles Schmidgall. Bryce Nelkins, who had a very nice first half, comes in favor of Josh Wright. Elkins had 7 points to lead the way for the Crickets, and they were all just kind of in a flurry. Inbounds for McDonald into the left corner. Carson Galvez finds Brennan Luzell. Christensen. Oh. Brennan just missed one from point blank. It was a beautiful inbound action. A steal going the other way. Bussy. Cale Holm in the corner. Tries to slide a bounce pass. Got it through three defenders to Brennan Luzell. Christensen. No. Offensive rebound. Nathan Hazel. Hazel goes up in a crowd. Oh, it won't go down, but a foul. Talk about Fall Creek offensive rebounds. McDonald couldn't buy a bucket from 2 feet, but the offensive rebounding flurry there leads to a couple opportunities from the line for Nathan Haslam. You love the hustle.
Yeah, we talked about that. We want to finish those extras, you know.
Free throw off the back iron. Got to earn them from the free throw line. It's a little bit tougher.
All the big guys on the floor have 2 fouls from both teams.
See how that tracks the rest of the way. Second free throw is good for Nathan Hazel. 27-23. McDonald back up 4. Hazel has 5 in the game. Again, he led McDonald with 12 in the last match between these two teams. Elkins left alone, stepped into a wide open 3, and it's a 1-point game. His second 3 of the game. McDonald was daring him to shoot. That probably wasn't the best course of action. Hazel on the right wing, guarded by Elkins. Drops down to Cale Holm, posting up Tangley. Holm in the lane to Mason Bussy in the left corner. Holm gets it back left wing. 5 minutes gone by here in the second half. 1-point game. Brennan Luzell Christensen, the lefty three. That one well off the mark, and Sell with the rebound. 27-26 McDonald. Fall Creek looking to take the lead. Miles Schmidgall at the right block. Back out to Elkins. Tangley shoots it down to Sell. Sell, nice pass one side of the other to Miles Schmidgall, going from one side of the lane to the opposite, and Schmidgall makes it 28-27. Fall Creek back in front. Donald's held serve for most of this game. Now they'll need to battle back. Hazel along the baseline. Pumps, goes opposite side. Mason Bussy missed one from point blank. Out of bounds, back to Fall Creek.
Hey, we got to finish under the hoop.
Again, one of the premier shot blockers in the conference in Miles Schmidgall, but
yeah, it makes
McDonald's just rushing just a little bit, and maybe, yeah, maybe that's why.
Sometimes hesitating, you know, as you're about to jump, expecting a block.
Tangley throws a wild pass into the corner. It's tipped by McDonald. Will stay with Fall Creek. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Inbounds to Schmidgall. His team up 28-27. Schmidgall back out to Bryson Elkins. Drops it down to Tangley. Tangley back outside the arc. Leaves for Elkins. Crosses over on his defender. Right elbow. Whips a bullet pass to Kramer. Kramer challenged. Comes up short. Lizell Christensen may have got a piece of that. Nathan Hazel down the lane. Called for an offensive foul.
No, or maybe just travel. Yeah. I think he might have did a little toe tap there or something.
Right side, Bryson Elkins outside the arc. Elkins gives up his dribble, finds Tangley. Tangley drops along the baseline. Back out to Elkins. Elkins looking for Schmidgall. Lost one off the backboard. Long push ahead to Cale Holm. Over the shoulder catch from Mason Bussy. Holm has a look at a three. That one comes up short. Mason Bussy grabs the rebound. Finds Cale Holm again. Holm finds a cutting. On the right, McDonald retakes the lead.
Nice find by Kill.
And how about the hustle by Mason Bussy? 14 for Brennan Luzell Christensen. 1-point lead for McDonald. Jackson Tangley thought about a three, but doesn't take it. Right side, Colin Kramer. He's wide open for three. That one off the back iron. Outlet to Brennan Luzell Christensen from Nathan Hazel. Brennan down the lane. Spin up with the right hand. And another beautiful finish. A full speed twist to the rim. 31-28 and 16 for Brennan Luzell Christensen, the McDonald Jr. Jackson Tangley to Schmidgall. Schmidgall at the foul line. Turns with the left hand to Tangley. In the corner. Good look at a three from the corner. That one an air ball. Kramer an offensive rebound. Kick out to Elkins. He'll step back for three. That one is good. We're tied at 31. Bryson Elkins, his third triple. Offensive rebounds. So key on both sides here tonight. Mason Bussey hands off to Brennan Lizell-Christensen. Match up against Schmidgall, left block. To Nathan Hazel in the corner. Hazel,
the corner.
Trapped in the corner, finds Brennan Lizell-Christensen crashing to the hoop. No, missed one point blank. Caleb Holm took a hard shot in the face from Kramer. Incidental, of course, gets a helping hand up from Evan Seidling. But Caleb Holm, again, one of the smaller players on the floor, crashing the boards hard.
Yeah, he's putting a lot of effort on these rebounds. This is good for Kill, you know.
Tied at 31. McDonald inbound. That was the fourth team foul against Fall Creek. McDonald's committed three. Nathan Hazel finds Kale Holm in the right corner. Holm guarded closely by Tangley. Out to Carson Galvez. Under 10 minutes to play. 31 apiece. Brennan Lizell-Christensen lost the handle for a moment. Gets it back. Finds Nathan Hazel. Hazel working along the baseline. A reach in and a foul on Braylon Prorok, who just came to the game, the 5'11 senior. That's the team's fifth. As Luke Anderson will come up. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. McDonald inbound. Mason Bussey comes out. He gets a well-deserved big hand from his teammates in the crowd.
He's a big guy.
He's sweating hard. Yeah, he's working hard. Brennan Lizell-Christensen to inbound, finds Cale Holm. Holm down the middle of the lane, no-look pass, right corner three. That one comes up short. Offensive rebound, Cale Holm.
Rebound by Cale.
Back to Carson Galvez. Galvez along the baseline, hangs in the air, hits, counted, and a foul! Carson Galvez gives McDonald the lead back. Who been harmed for the Max senior? 33-31 with 9:40 to go. Now a big free throw. That one off the front of the rim, no.
Usually you see the ball hit short like that. It's their legs. They're getting tired.
Elkins finds Tangley. Tangley, head fake. Left elbow. Leaves it on the right side. Prorok back out to Elkins. Schmidgall rotates to Tangley on the left wing. Scoots it down in the corner. Evan Seidling. They'll find Schmidgall outside the arc. Turning the face of the hoop. Wheeling, working across the lane, finds a cutter along the baseline. Good challenge by Luke Anderson, but a foul. That's the McDonald fourth of the second half with 9:11 to play.
He got him on the body there. He didn't really swat him.
When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum and Associates LLC Professional Land Survey and get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. Free throw comes up short. For Braylon Prorok, the senior. Second attempt. That one rims out, and the rebound so critical, and McDonald doesn't get it. Back out to Prorok, to Schmidgall. He'll loop it over to Tangley. Tangley into the corner. Elkins again for three. Side of the rim, no. Luke Anderson says that ball's mine. Goes up high for the rebound.
Rebound by Luke.
33-31 the Max. Wheeling at the foul line and a timeout taken by Coach Adam Schilling. We are back in 1 minute, back in 60 seconds on WOGO. This is McDonald Max Basketball, back in a minute after the timeout.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Basketball. You're on WOGO Radio 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming and podcast at WOGO.com, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Appreciate subs. Hit subscribe on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel so you are notified whenever we go live with Chi High or McDonald Athletics. Inbounds to Carson Galvez in the right corner. Finds Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Lost it on the way up. Offensive rebound. Put back. No, but a whistle and a foul is Cale Holm.
Cale with another hustle rebound here. Uh-oh.
And Pro Rock looks like he is banged up. Hopefully he's all right, but trying to walk it off here. And Pro Rock doesn't look like he wants to come out of this game. Got twisted up. Cale Holm will go to the line after, again, another big offensive board. Free throw down. Full one possession lead for McDonald, 34-31. Pro Rock is going to have to check out Cohen Tum back in. Cale Holm, his first point of the second half. He has three. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Second free throw is good as well. Hitting a pair to make it a two-possession lead. Cale Holm. 35-31 McDonald. Bounce up top to Tangley. Into the right corner, Cohen Tum. Tum, who started this game. Schmidgall to Tangley. No look pass, Tum. Tum repositions in the right corner, now attacking into the paint. Kick out Elkins, knocked pass away into the Fall Creek bench. Last touch by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Talk about how Fall Creek's had active hands in the passing lanes. Nice job there by Brennan with 8:22 to play. Inbounds to Schmidgall. Straddling the arc, left wing. Comes to a jump stop at the left block. He's blocked from the side. We'll see who that goes against. McDonald foul wanted to travel, but...
Anderson.
All right, so Luke Anderson picks that one up. Brennan Lizelle Christensen again has two. That's the second now on Luke Anderson, the McDonald junior. Maya Schmidgall first free throw, long. With 8:17 left, it's still a 35-31 game. Again for McDonald, we've been saying all night, keep beating this drum. If you're lucky enough to get misses, you got to get the board. Second free throw, that one is good for Schmidgall. He splits the pair, 35-32. Miles Schmidgall with 6 points by our unofficial tally here. 3-point game. Hand off to Cale Holm up top. Holm drops it down to Nathan Hazel. Hazel on the floor and called for a travel. 8:01 left.
I don't know if he had the ball.
Yeah. Our view was maybe a little shielded, but... So possession goes back to the Crickets. Mason Bussey about to check back in. Miles Schmidgall doubled then tripled out to Tangley. Tangley finds Josh Wright to Elkins. Oh, my goodness, he's alone again for three, and he makes McDonald pay. We're tied, 35-35. Bryson Elkins has hit four threes.
Yeah, usually Tangley and Wright are the three-point shooters.
Elkins.
But Tangley's finding Elkins. We're creating for him.
Looking for Brennan Lizelle Christensen. He lost it just outside the lane. And a steal by guess who? Bryson Elkins. Elkins into the corner right. Finds Schmidgall. Schmidgall back out to Elkins. Right, extra pass. Left corner. Three is good. And a three-point lead for Fall Creek. 38-35. I think that's the first three of the night for Josh Wright. 7 minutes to go. McDonald, this is their biggest deficit of the night. They've led much of the way. Nathan Hazel in the lane. Hits the brakes. Out of Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Falling away. Jumper. No. Rebound through a couple pairs of arms. Carson Galvez digs it out. Back out to Nathan Hazel. A three to tie the game. That one rims out. Fighting for the rebound. Brennan Lizelle Christensen missed. Offensive rebound again. Brennan, he's blocked. Right. What a foul. That's the third of Miles Schmidgall. Cale Holm originally started that flurry on the glass by knocking it out to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. He missed 1 point. Bank got it back. And now Brennan will be at the line shooting two. Again, third foul on Miles Schmidgall. McDonald shooting bonus the rest of the way. That's the 18 foul, so close to double bonus.
Cale is a monster on the boards right now.
Free throw rims out for Brennan Lizelle Christensen as Mason Bussey will come back in. Yeah, the want to from Cale Holm has been off the charts. 38-35 Fall Creek, 6:38 left. Lizelle Christensen's second free throw is good. 38-36. He is now 3 of 4 from the foul line. Fall Creek looking for their first two-possession lead of the evening. Tangley, kick to the right corner. Cohen Tum passes up the three. Jump pass to Wright. Wright drops down to Schmidgall. Just inside the foul line. Fights it out to Tum. Now he'll take a three and hit a three. 41-36. The formula for Fall Creek tonight has been defense and three-point shooting.
Yeah, we don't have a three yet.
Five-point lead for the home team. Nathan Hazel just outside the arc to Mason Bussey. Back to Hazel up top between the wheels. Two-thirds of the way through the second half. Donald has a deficit to climb out of. 5 points feels like a lot against Fall Creek. Got to get one on this possession to start. Hazel along the baseline. Out to Carson Galvez for McDonald's. First three of the night. There it is. And a timeout taken. 41-39. McDonald back within a bucket. We'll step out and be back right after this in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
We've got one that looks like it could be a fight to the finish here in Fall Creek. 5 minutes, 44 seconds remaining, 41-39. The Crickets back in front of McDonald by two, but a big three by Carson Galvez moments ago brought McDonald back within a single possession. Fall Creek will take the out-of-bounds along their own baseline. Bryson Elkins will inbound to Jackson Tangley.
All right,
Let's
get a stop.
Right corner, Cohen Tum. Miles Schmidgall. Schmidgall, again, as we've mentioned, a little under the weather tonight. Josh Wright rotates to Cohen Tum. He'll find Schmidgall. Schmidgall took an extra step. They caught it right on it. Yes, absolutely. The official on the near side saw it. Dragged that foot. 5:26 left, and now McDonald a chance to tie or maybe even regain the lead. They've had just one made three tonight. Fall Creek has nine. Nathan Hazel to Cale Holm. Holm to Carson Galvez. Galvez up top, guarded by Elkins, who's had a really hot hand tonight. Four made threes. Nathan Hazel. Hazel crosses over on his defender, back out to Brennan Lizelle Christensen, who leads all McDonald scores. Mason Bussey at the right elbow. Bussey holding, waiting, finds Nathan Hazel in the right corner. Bussey posting up on Schmidgall. Doesn't get it. Up top, Carson Galvez. Patient possession here for the Max. Brennan Lizelle Christensen finds Mason Bussey. Kick out Carson Galvez in the left corner. Trying to refeed the post. Not there yet. Brennan Lizelle Christensen up top. Brennan crosses over on his defender. Down the lane. Twists. Working the pivot. Finds a cutter along the baseline. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with McDonald. With 4 minutes 31 seconds left, McDonald trailing 41-39. Cale Holm to inbound. Finds Nathan Hazel in the left corner. They're trying to set up a three, it looked like, for Carson Galvez. Carson gets it back high on the left side.
We got to come to the ball because they are pressuring us.
Top near midcourt, Carson Galvez crosses over on Elkins, spins in the lane, shoots it down to Mason Bussey. Bussey right block extended, guarded by Schmidgall. One bounce back up top, Nathan Hazel. Hazel down the lane, pulls to a jump stop, scoots it to Mason Bussey. Bussey pumps, has his shot blocked on the way out. Miles Schmidgall got that one cleanly. Tangley across the timeline with under 4 minutes to play. Desi and Matthews going to come back in for McDonald. 41-39. Stops crucial on both sides here. Tangley almost lost it along the baseline. Back out to Schmidgall outside the arc left wing. Mason Bussey gives him a wide berth. 3:40 to go. McDonald's in the bonus for the rest of the way. Max still have one foul to give themselves. Bryson Elkins shoots at the Schmidgall right wing outside the arc. Schmidgall holding. Long possession here, bleeding some clock for Fall Creek. Left side Elkins. 3:20 to go.
Elkins finds Tangley up top. Pressure defense from Brennan Lozell Christensen trying to poke it away. Right side, Cohen Tum outside the arc back to Tangley. Almost a minute gone on this possession for the Crickets. Schmidgall up top. Mason Bussey comes out on him. Looking for the steal, Brennan Lozell Christensen. He'll foul Jackson Tangley with 3:01 to play. That'll be the third on Brennan Lozell Christensen, the last one to give for the Max. Enrollment is open now, enrolling students for grades 3K through 12 at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Experience a nurturing faith-based education that inspires excellence and fosters growth. Visit our website, apply today. Join the community of learners, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Full timeout. We are back in 60 seconds, back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Max Basketball, WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High, McDonald Athletics. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you here on the road at Fall Creek. Action heating up on a cold, cold night. Good to have you with us. Hopefully you're safe and well wherever you're listening to us from. Again, we're on the radio and live video stream on YouTube, WOGO Sports. Fall Creek with the basketball. They've bled a minute off the clock here on this possession. No fouls left to give for either side. A two-point lead for the home team. Jackson Tangley with Cale Holm on him. Bryson Elkins. Pressure by Desi Matthews. Will foul him from behind with 2:48 to play. And that will send Bryson Elkins to the line. So Fall Creek's in pretty early. We're going to take advantage of no shot clock in Wisconsin, and we're going to make you foul us.
About 2.5 minutes of no bucket scored there.
2:48 officially on the clock. This is a 1-1, and the free throw missed, and the rebound secured by Brennan Lozell Christensen. Shoot ahead to Nathan Hazel. Hazel, fouled, no, called for a walk. Thought they were going to maybe say a reach in, but Nathan traveled, and so another turnover for McDonald. Gives it back to the Crickets. Max will come out with some at least light backcourt pressure here. Elkins across the timeline, picked up by Desian Matthews. Donald will probably have an attempt or two for a steal before fouling again. 41-39 our score. Crickets up by two. Trying to sweep the season set against McDonald. Tangley in the left corner. Attacking just across the top of the lane. Donald chasing right on the far side. 2:18 to play. Right guarded closely by Cale Holm. Looking for the steal. Now we'll have a whistle and a foul. 2:13. I'm not sure if that's one that Cale intended to give or not.
Yeah, I don't think so, but not a bad foul, though, I don't think.
Team fouls even at 8 apiece. Just the second on Cale Holm. And McDonald hoping for some misses here. Right, free throw's good. Only one more 1-1. It'll be double bonus the rest of the way. 42-39, full one possession lead for Fall Creek. Second and 10 for Wright. That one rims out. So McDonald still down one possession. Brennan Lozell Christensen to Carson Galvez. Galvez back to Brennan. Brennan down the middle of the lane, up with the left hand, comes up short. Rebound to Schmidgall. That was a bucket the Max needed. Tangley. Pressured in the backcourt. Leaves it left side for Wright. Under 2 minutes to play. Tangley to Cohen Tum gets it back. Brennan Lozell Christensen will pick up his fourth foul with a minute 48 to play as he will have to send Tangley to the line. McDonald trying to extend this game. So the ninth team foul against McDonald. This is the final 1-1. for Fall Creek. Double bonus the rest of the way. Jackson Tangley at the line. Free throw is perfect. 43-39. Tangley just 2 points tonight. He's been a distributor, a creator. And now a chance to help his team pull away. 44-39. Still a lot of time left. Donald's got to hit some shots. 5 point game. 1:45 to go. Carson Galvez across the timeline. Hands off to Cale Holm. Nathan Hazel up top between the wheels. Hazel working against Cohen Tum. 90 seconds left. Hazel. Tum goes down. We've got a whistle and a foul, blocking foul. That'll go against Cohen Tum, and Nathan Hazel will go to the line. This will be a 1-1, so the final 1-1 for McDonald on the ninth team foul for Fall Creek. Got to get these. Trailing by 5.
Big free throw here.
Hazel 1-for-2 from the foul line on the night. Again, still a 1-1. The first one is perfect. 44-40. Nathan Hazel calmly hits the first. The 6'3" junior pulls his team back within 4. Second attempt. That one rims out.
Oh, grab it.
Oh, almost an offensive rebound. Brennan's up. Christensen, a foul. Excuse me, not a foul. A travel as Miles Schmidtball. I think Brennan kind of pulled the seat out from under him. And Miles goes down. And a turnover goes back to McDonald. Down by 4 with a minute 23 left. And a timeout taken by Coach Rick Storley. We'll be back in 30 seconds, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Quartz Pirates. Cats turning your water on. Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
McDonald basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you. Also on site, our intrepid video operator, Sam Aberle. Dawson Halverson, our audio producer at the WOGO Studios in Halley. 44-40, McDonald down 4, minute 23 left. They do have possession, double bonus both sides. Inbounds coming up. Nathan Hazel holding, looking for Desian Matthews, and it gets away. Hazel trying to steal it from Josh Wright, commits the foul. And that's going to be the 10th on McDonald. Double bonus. Opportunity slipping away here from the Max on that possession. Had a chance after the turnover on the travel, but now two free throws for Josh Wright, who I believe hasn't missed from the foul line. 45-40 as Wright hits the first. He hasn't missed from the foul line because he... Or maybe he actually... Either he hasn't missed or he hasn't taken one. To check the tape on that as he hits both, though. 46-40.
I think I got one miss for him. That's it.
Hazel Christensen out to Nathan Hazel. McDonald down 2 possessions. Got to move quickly here, get a quality shot. Just over a minute left. Nathan Hazel twisting into the lane. Back out to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Falling away for 3 from the left corner. No, Nathan Hazel trying to get the rebound. Can't get past the box out. 54 seconds left. Tangley across the timeline. Galvez trying to poke it away from behind. Tangley will be fouled by Nathan Hazel with 48.6. And a 6-point game. And Fall Creek can make it a 3-possession game on this trip to the foul line, which... could put it just about out of reach, but again, 48 plus seconds, a lot of time in basketball terms. Free throw is good. Jackson Tangley, all of his points tonight have come from the foul line.
Yeah, which is unusual. Usually he's stroking threes, getting layups, but like we said, he's been a big creator for Fall Creek tonight.
47-40, Tangley hits them both. 48-40.
McDonald trying to avoid their fourth loss in a row. They're going to need something miraculous here. Cale Holm can start it off, though, as he hits a three from the left wing. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel two times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
There's a little Max magic in the air here in Fall Creek. 5-point game off the very high degree of difficulty three from Cale Holm. McDonald now full court pressure. Double bonus both sides. Trying to trap in the backcourt. Jackson Tangley. Across the timeline, poked away by Cale Holm. They'll call a foul right near midcourt. And Tangley has been lights out from the free throw line tonight with 34 seconds left. His team up five. We'll go to the line.
Probably not the guy you want to foul, but, I mean, they're all...
Didn't have much choice in Fall Creek. A good job getting it in his hands. Tangley, free throw's good. 49-43, two-possession game once again. 34 seconds on the clock. Trying to hit the half-century mark. Tangley, free throw good again. 50 on the board for Fall Creek. Brennan Lizelle Christensen to Carson Galvez into the forecourt. Galvez attacking at the basket, blocked from behind, but a foul. That one's going to go against Josh Wright. Two for Carson Galvez with 24.3 to play. His team down seven. You want to score with the clock stopped. Coming up after the game, we'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap as part of our Post Glass and Mirror post-game show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Also, the 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. First free throw rims out.
Got to make it.
24.3 seconds left. 7-point lead for Fall Creek. Galvez trying to cut into this one, and he will hit the free throw to make it 50-44. Back to a 6-point game.
Well, good trap.
Trap in the corner. Jackson Tangley again, who Fall Creek wants to get the ball to. Didn't surrender the ball and also will get fouled and go to the line. Shooting two in the double bonus. Nathan Hazel committed his fifth foul, so he will foul out tonight with 6 points. That will send Luke Anderson into the contest. Hard fought one here for McDonald. Two-possession lead at halftime.
The effort was there.
Didn't shrink back from this Fall Creek team whatsoever.
No.
And Fall Creek on the pull it.
Those second chances, Caleb, were underneath the hoop and the ball was bouncing around there.
Tangley hits the first free throw, yeah. McDonald created some second chance opportunities themselves, but giving Fall Creek two and three shots on a possession as Tangley misses the free throw. Raising Matthews with the rebound. Ahead to Cale Holm.
All right, here.
Holm pulls up from way downtown. That went off the mark. 13 seconds left, and McDonald, I think, will concede this one. 51-44 will be your final as it winds down here at Fall Creek. A good Western Clover Belt Conference game. But Fall Creek sweeps the season set against McDonald. 51-44, your final score.
We'll come back after this with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, be joined by head coach Adam Schilling, have your Holly Bovey names you know stats recap, and those fiber fast plays of the game brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom. That's all ahead in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports. McDonald Falls by 7 on the road at Fall Creek.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Claire Rupp, a deep three from straight on. Oh, my goodness. She is hotter than hot right now.
Now it squirts loose, and here comes Chai High. Two-on-one opportunity. Fournette drags it. Oh, he scored. Matt Fournette.
Claire Rupp, they left her open for three left.
What a bad idea.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson and Kurt Galvez with you on the WOGO Sports Radio broadcast and WOGO live video stream on YouTube. McDonald Falls by 751-44. This Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll be joined by head coach Adam Schilling. We'll have those 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom fiber fast plays of the game, your stats as well. But first, just your thoughts on this one. Tough for McDonald to not be able to rip one on the road here. Again, this is an elite defensive team, and had your chances here, played them tough, played them tight, but it just got away from you a little bit in the second half at times.
Yeah, the effort and the heart was there.
Yeah.
You could see Kill crashing the boards for rebounds. Excellent by him doing that. But all the guys, Brennan attacking with the ball. You look at the stat sheet, and there's four field goals made by Fall Creek. So our defensive effort was there. We just couldn't get out to the three-point shooters of Fall Creek, and they hit their threes and buried their free throws. I said in the first half they were missing them. 15 points in free throws from Fall Creek.
And they hit them when it counted.
Yes, and, you know, those second chance points, efforts that we had where the ball is just rolling off the rim, we're getting those rebounds, getting those extra shots. We didn't put the ball into the hoop, and, you know, they cleared two and a half minutes of clock off with not both teams not making a bucket, and we saw the clock dwindle down, and we just couldn't pull it off. But the effort and heart was there.
Absolutely. So. And, again, I mean, I think sometimes we can grumble a little bit and say, oh, if we had a shot clock. Honestly, if the shoe's on the other foot and we were ahead, we probably wouldn't be saying anything about that.
Exactly.
So, again, Fall Creek, well-coached, well-executed when they got that lead and maybe showing kind of the respect that they have for their opponent here tonight in McDonald, mm-hmm. had a two-point lead and start going into kind of that stall and running the clock and saying, hey, we're gonna get into the bonus and we're going to get to the line. And again, simple things like passing and catching, they executed, right. As McDonald needed a steal, tough to come by. I believe didn't have any steals the last time they played Fall Creek, and Coach Storley, again, his state ranked team, they try not to pay attention to things like that too, but mm-hmm. this is a team that is going to be a tough out for anybody in the tournament, regardless of how things roll out here at the end of the conference slate, just because when you play good defense and you don't turn the ball over, that's a recipe for success. And as we saw tonight, the offense can come in bunches. I think it was nine made threes here tonight. They've got shooters spreading the floor, and if you take away some of their best shooters, they've got others who can hurt you. And Bryson Elkins, I think we had him down unofficially for 16 points here tonight, and four made threes is what I saw.
Yep, that's what I got. And you know, typically their threes come from Jackson Tangley, Josh Wright. Josh Wright had one, but you know, you put defense on them, and excellent job by Tangley. He basically orchestrated their offense and led them, created opportunities, especially for Elkins. But, you know, once again, the effort, the heart was there.
Yeah.
You hope to see that going forward, because that Stanley game the other night, it kind of was first play dunk by Hull, and then you could see our team kind of get depleted,
yeah,
just in their faces. So.
And I think that was, you know, maybe something that I heard from other people. It wasn't at that first game, but saying, hey, in the second half, you know, maybe that first game against Fall Creek at McDonald, maybe we got a little intimidated at
exactly.
times. And did not see that for a moment here tonight. And I think emblematic of that is Cale Holm, and the way, again, one of the smallest guys on the floor is just saying, give me that ball when it comes to offensive rebounds. And you love to see that, especially from your seniors.
Yeah, you saw, you know, every play in his eyes as he's crashing and he come back. If something didn't go right, you saw it in his eyes, you know, that he really, really put in the effort tonight just to do the small stuff. And he wanted to win that game so bad. So hats off to Kill. You know, keep it going. I don't know if he'll ever listen to this.
Well, if he does,
keep it going, Kill.
Hats off to you. Mason Bussey, phenomenal effort tonight. Again, just saw it all across the way from McDonald. Time now for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. I might have to ask you to help me out on the Fall Creek stats, because I think I'm missing a point somewhere here, but had Bryson Elkins down for 16, game high here tonight, and Jackson Tangley had him down for at least 8, all from the free throw line.
Yes, that's what I got from Tangley there.
6 for Miles Schmidgall and Cullen Kramer, 4 for Cohen Tum, 3 for Evan Seidling, and 2 for Corbin Sell. And maybe that's where I missed. I wonder if Corbin Sell had a free throw, and maybe I missed that.
I got 3 for Corbin Sell. He made one of the free throws.
There we go. That's what I missed there, too. So apologies to Corbin, who, again, played a good hustle game tonight for Fall Creek and didn't score a lot, but he created a lot of havoc, especially on defense. So well done to the 6'3" senior. On the other side, for McDonald, 17 for Brennan Lizelle Christensen. He just had a marvelous first half with 12 points, but finished with 17, which ended up being a team high and a game high here tonight. Carson Galvez had 8 points, second on the team. Again, no other McDonald scorers in double figures, as 6 players scored. 7 for Cale Holmes, 6 for Nathan Hazel, 4 for Mason Bussey, and 2 for Luke Anderson. And again, normally with his McDonald team, you've got at least 3 guys usually averaging double figures. But you figure in a game like this, points are at a premium, hard to come by. And so, again, a pretty well-played game overall.
Yeah, and you know, you say that, and, you know, not because he's my kid, but he's got to make his free throws. That puts him in double figures. It kind of builds that momentum up. But you know, you look at Kill 1-3. You'd like to see a couple more from him, maybe, but you can't get open when these guys are pressuring you. So hats off to Fall Creek's defense. Nate, you know, got into foul trouble a little bit early. He was aggressive. So maybe that changes if he's not in foul troubles, where he can get into that double figures. But, yes, you absolutely need another guy in double figures there to beat a team like Fall Creek.
Post Glass post game show by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They sponsor. We appreciate their support. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. As head coach Adam Schilling joins us here on that Post Glass post game show, we appreciate coach's time. We've got our 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the game coming up after our final break. But as coach joins us here, coach, I've been talking about rebounding in particular and how it's not always about height. It's about heart and hustle. And I'm sure there's a couple sides of the coin here tonight. There's some rebounds on the defensive side where you'd say we can't be giving them 2 and 3 shot opportunities when we get a stop. On the other side, we see players like Cale Holm, one of the smallest guys on the floor, just saying, I'm not going to be denied the basketball. And whether he's getting it or tipping it out to someone else, you have to love that side, even if you say on the defensive side, we got to secure those rebounds a little bit better.
Yeah, I think last couple games we didn't have the effort that we had tonight. And tonight I thought we played really hard, just had some tough breaks, and they finished the game a little better than we did. So it's a tough place to win. I thought we played a lot harder than we had these last couple games, and that's something we can build on.
Coach, we were talking about as well, too, in that game against Stanley Boyd, maybe even the second half of the first time against Fall Creek, sometimes maybe you can see, and maybe whether the guys know it or not, sometimes maybe you get a little intimidated or a little deflated. Something happens in the game, a call doesn't go your way, and maybe you shrink back just a little bit, and as good as the teams are in this conference, they'll pounce on that. Tonight, didn't see your team back down a bit.
No, we kept fighting there till the very end, honestly, and again, they made their free throws on the stretch, and we just had a couple turnovers here and there that just learning how to finish the games will help us a lot, and getting these experience against good teams in these tight games will hopefully be something we can learn from.
What do you say from your team to your team after a game like this, as opposed to Stanley Boyd, where maybe you didn't see as much as you'd like to, whereas tonight you say, hey, there's a lot of good things, just didn't quite get the in the end?
That's basically what I said. I thought tonight was a lot better. As far as, we talked about playing 100% the whole game, and I think we did that. It's just coming down to the game situations and learning how to execute in those times. But we're in that situation by playing hard and playing a pretty clean game for the most part.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time as always. We'll see you again come Monday night. Got a non-conference one against Flambeau, and hopefully a chance to get a W back on and build off the effort here tonight.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it.
Head coach Adam Schilling here on the WOGO Sports Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Again, we appreciate our sponsors so much. So I have 2 minutes timeout, a final timeout here, and then we'll bring you those 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the game. Back in 2 minutes to tie a bow on this one on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. McDonald falls to 7-7 on the season. Fall Creek now 9-2, 51-44 the score. We'll be back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind.
White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Before we tie this one up, it's time for tonight's FiberFast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout Western Wisconsin 24/7, and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local, yes, local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. Here's how it sounded the second half on WOGO Sports. Has a look at a three. That one comes up short. Mason Bussey grabs the rebound, finds Cale Holm again. Holm finds a cutting. Low on the right, McDonald retakes the lead.
Nice find by Kill.
Outlet to Brennan Lizelle Christensen from Nathan Hazel. Brennan down the lane, spin up with the right hand, and another beautiful finish. A full speed twist to the rim. Pass, right corner three. That one comes up short. Offensive rebound, Cale Holm.
Rebound by Kill.
Back to Carson Galvez. Galvez along the baseline, hangs in the air, hits, counted, and a foul. Carson Galvez gives McDonald the lead back. It's a deficit to climb out of. 5 points feels like a lot against Fall Creek. Got to get one on this possession to start. Hazel along the baseline. Out to Carson Galvez for McDonald's first three of the night. There it is. And a timeout taken. Boy, their fourth loss in a row. They're going to need something miraculous here. Cale Holm can start it off, though, as he hits a three from the left wing. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sport. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, your 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast Plays of the Game. I appreciate their crew, all those making these broadcasts possible, rain or shine, hot or cold. We're out whenever we can be here on WOGO Sports covering our Macs and cards. And Kurt, thank you so much for jumping in. I know Mark Maloney is reffing, and we'll be back at it again on Monday as we take a look at our WOGO Sports calendar. McDonald basketball coming up on Monday evening at Flambeau, and hopefully a chance here for the Macs to jump back, snap this losing streak, and get back into the win column. But again, 7-7 on the year. They're playing in an incredibly tough conference. Three state ranked teams in that poll, the bound poll at gobound.com. You've got Stanley Boyd state ranked in D3, Fall Creek and Regis state ranked in McDonald's division in D4. But I think, again, nothing to hang your head about in the night's performance here.
The effort, the heart was there, like we said. And as long as we can play with these guys, you know, almost a full game before it gets taken, you know, away from us, maybe. But if, as long as we can play with him, if we keep that going, Coach Schilling probably said, take that, you know, hustle and heart, momentum, and go play these other teams and start to build off of that.
Yeah.
And create some wins here and then get to the playoffs. And then, you know, as well as all of us, that's where it matters.
Yeah, the second season. So, again, right now, again, trying to get ready for that second season. Thank you all for joining us here again, WOGO Sports. We appreciate it so much. If you hit subscribe there, again, so more and more people know about the live video streams. And, again, the support for our sponsors, just so much appreciated. If you can patronize their businesses whenever possible, even just drop them a social media message or an email or poke your head in the door of their business and let them know, hey, thank you so much for supporting Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Thank you to Sam Aberle, our on-site video producer, battling a few things behind the scenes here tonight, but got us up and running as always. Appreciate Sam so much. And back at the WOGO home base in Halley, Mr. Dawson Halverson, our audio producer, stepping in tonight after Gavin Bovey was a little bit under the weather. So appreciate both of their efforts here tonight. For Kurt Galvez, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Fall Creek High School. Once again, your final score, the Fall Creek Crickets 51, your McDonald Macs 54. 44. score, excuse me. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Fall Creek.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.